If the choice for Sports Personality of the Year isn't tough enough already, there's another contender for the title now after this incredible moment in the early hours of this morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, your 2012 US Open Men's Champion, Andy Murray.
It was a five-set, five-hour nail-biter in New York. Andy Murray, though, has finally done it. The 25-year-old has won the first Grand Slam of his career, beating the world number two, Novak Djokovic, in the final of the US Open. Let's get a word with our reporter, Gavin Lee. Gavin, I mean, a special moment for Andy, a special moment for British tennis too. Has he done enough, though, to get the Sports Personality of the Year, do we think?
What more do you want? Is that not enough for you, Pete? Look, he's a dark horse. He's an outside bet for it. I mean, it's curious that the very same day, this day, 76 years ago, Fred Perry was the last British man to win a singles Grand Slam title. And that statistic's trotted out so often. It's a bit like the England World Cup win of 66, desperate for something else. And here is this new marker. I think, given the style he won and the fact that he won this Olympic gold medal, beating the world number one and two, Djokovic and Federer in the semi-final and final, and then Djokovic here again. And the likes of Boris Becker saying this is some of the greatest display of tennis ever seen on any court in any era. I think he has to be a contender. And certainly, he's up there as the best British male tennis player that has ever been. And I know you're speaking to Andy Murray's nan a short while, but I remember 7 years ago, Andy Murray's nan being on BBC WM, and she was asked, would Andy Murray ever be up there? She said, one day he will do it. And 7 years on, here we are.
Well, in fact, let's speak to her. Gavin, thanks very much. I'm delighted to say it. I mean, it's one of Andy's biggest fans and also his gran, Shirley Erskine. She's on the line now. Shirley, good morning.
Good morning.
So you heard what Gavin said there seven years ago, and it's come true.
Oh, I remember that very well when he won his the US Junior title and him coming back to Edinburgh Airport. And, of course, we were all there to meet him. And I remember him coming round the corner with the trolley and the bags and his brother and his mum and the crowd that was there to greet him. And he was totally taken aback. He had absolutely no idea that this would be of such great interest to Britain and to Scotland in particular. And I remember saying then that this is just the start. He'll do the big one day.
You must be just absolutely over the moon this morning.
I'm just so thrilled for him. He's worked so hard over the years. He's dedicated himself to this task ever since he went away as a 15-year-old to Spain. He'd always been driven by the thought that he was going to get to the top one of these days and win a Grand Slam, and finally he's done it. I'm just so pleased for him.
It is. Have you spoken to him at all?
Oh, no chance whatsoever, no. Maybe in a couple of days when everything's calmed down, but you've got no chance of getting through to him. I mean, we text him all the time because he's so... I mean, today he'll be completely engulfed with media work. I don't know when he's coming back to UK. I'm sure he's desperate to get home now. It's been a long summer.
Yeah, it really... But you're right, a really long summer, but such a memorable summer for him.
Oh, it has. The Olympics was a wonderful experience. I mean, we were down there for it, and I've never seen anything like the atmosphere that there was at Wimbledon for the Olympics. Totally different from the Wimbledon Championships.
Yeah.
And it seemed to me as though 99.9% of the crowd were totally for him, which was very pleasing to us to know that he gets such tremendous support down south as well as the wonderful support up here, of course.
Of course, and that's the thing. I mean, he's really, I think after the Wimbledon final, when he kind of showed a real emotional side to him, that was when I think so many people kind of opened their hearts to him. And, you mentioned the Olympic final. He was up against Roger Federer, who for a long time has been, a fan's favourite. A lot of people have been backing Roger.
Oh, but
And I think that it rattled Federer to have the kind of tide of popularity turn against him little bit.
I think we're very fortunate that the Olympics were in London.
Yeah, yeah.
When Andy was in his prime, if you see what I mean. It's 4 years ago he wasn't ready when it was out in Beijing. He'd done a tremendous amount of travelling to get there, and he's always regretted that he didn't put up a better showing at the Beijing Olympics. But he certainly put it up.
Here's your breakfast.
Oh,
your breakfast is around.